Welcome to the episode 38 of the SuperOffice podcast, the go-to source for improved productivity and innovation in the SuperOffice world. Today, we're diving deep into the vital part of the CRM tool you love, with a bit of nerdy twist. Join me as I sit down with Esther, our insightful product owner, and Philip, the experienced product manager from the R&D department. This episode, we're talking about one key element of SuperOffice's latest feature, the new follow-up dialogue. We'll navigate through the creative, technical process of developing new features and solutions, giving you an insider's look at the nuts and bolts of our workflow. But that's not all. We're also peeling back the layers of the practical changes and how they translate into tangible benefits for you, our valued users. Get ready to discover how these updates can help you save time, reduce the number of clicks, plan meetings more efficiently and effortlessly, invite colleagues or external participants. So, whether you're a tech enthusiast or simply keen on enhancing your productivity at work, this episode is packed with insights that you don't want to miss. Tune in and let's explore how these new features in SuperOffice can revolutionize your daily work life. How is that for an intro? Brought to you with a little help from my ChatGPT assistant, of course. I think he's getting better all the time. Or is it actually a she? Well, let's dive into the episode, guys. All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the SuperOffice podcast. As always, I have some interesting guests in studio with me, and the topics varies, as you know by now. But today we are going to be a little bit nerdy again. So we're going to go into the product because I know our listeners really love our products, like most of our customers. And together with me in the studio, I have two guests from our R&D or development or engineering department. Welcome, Esther.
Thank you.
And welcome, Philip.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, first time in the SuperOffice podcast, right?
Yes.
Yes, first time being on, but listen to this podcast many times.
that's the spirit. So, I was so inspired when we had this internal all hands meeting. It was this week. And for our listeners, we have this once a month. And of course, somebody from the product department, they come and evangelize about what's coming in the product. And normally we don't talk too much about for everybody what's coming like next year. But right now we have something really good hitting the customers very soon. Actually, we'll come back to that, but before we start, let's just why don't you guys give us a short brief of who you are and what you work with in SuperOffice. And maybe I should start with ladies first, Esther.
Yeah, so I am the product owner for the sales and core team, so I work mainly on things that or products or features that is within our sales department or the sales features. Been working here in SuperOffice for about 4 years. Been super interesting.
Yeah. And before that?
And before that, I worked as a product manager for a company called Hansa World.
Ah, shout out to them as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in the sales part of the product, and the other two areas is actually marketing and service.
Yes.
Yeah, and among other things, of course. Thank you, Esther. And what about you, Philip?
Yes, I'm the product manager for also sales and core. And what we're going to talk about now is a core feature and core functionality. I've been working for SuperOffice a long time. It's more than 15 years actually, and I have a bunch of different roles, and taking on this role with the development department this year. So very interesting to work with Esther and her team.
That's cool. And 15 years, that means, I've been in SuperOffice for 15 years as well. So we started almost at the same time, I guess. Yeah. And you were based in Sweden and have been in many different roles, as you said, but you have very much been, around the product, right?
Yes, I would like to say that I'm a really product guy. So I think that everything around the product is interesting.
That's true. Okay, so then my final question here is, Esther, you were the product owner, and Philip, you were the product manager. Now, what's the difference? Do you fight in the meetings or?
Sometimes, I think, but no. I think the main difference is that I provide the feedback from our customers and get the insights from our employees and partners and prospects. And then I go to Esther and her team and say that we need to do something around this, and this is what we would like to achieve. And then Esther and her team are doing the magic.
Yeah, so I basically take his requirements and try to create something that works with all the requirements that he comes with, and then I work with the development team and making sure that they follow what we want them to create.
Yeah, and
So,
it needs to fit in with the product, right? It
yeah.
needs to make sense, and so that's where we kind of not fight, but when we have interesting discussions, how this should be.
Yeah, and also Philip takes this also to marketing and make sure that they represent and bring what we have created, and yeah, makes it interesting for people.
So basically, a product has features and functions, and they are created so that a customer can solve a problem, right? There's a job to be done somewhere, right? And most of these jobs can be done in many, many different ways, right? So instead of just listening to one customer, you have to listen to a lot of customers and a lot of use cases and try to make a product that, solves most of these issues, right? In a nice and easy way.
Yes, that's the challenge, actually.
And for our listeners, you started Philip beginning of this year, right? So this is sort of a new, your position is sort of a new, or it has been a dedicated role now this year. So we are actually improving and increasing the number of people listening to customer feedback and wishes for new prospects and starting to make new products out of that. But today we're going to talk about something very basic, or you mentioned it, core. It's not a new feature at all. It's something that has been central or vital to SuperOffice since the beginning, isn't it?
We're going to talk about the new follow-up dialogue. And a follow-up, it can be a meeting, it can be just a to-do, something, remember what the customer said or the prospect did or whatever. So it's really core, I think. It's really
Yeah,
important to gather.
but we've had it for 30 years. I mean, what's the difference now? Have we sort of investigated and found a totally new way of doing things, or why do we do it now?
I think that we have it's been around a long time, and we have added functionality along the way. So the most recent functionality, I think, is the video link for video meetings with Microsoft Teams or WebEx or stuff like that. But you come to a time where you say that instead of just adding more stuff here, we can take a step back and see, can we do this better? And also take every feedback that we have gotten over the years and see what can we do here, and also look at some statistics, what is used and how is this feature used.
And also look at if there's something that can be removed. So something that was added like 10 years ago might not be needed now.
That's right. So instead of just adding on stuff, because in the end it becomes cumbersome and you cannot fit all customer needs in one feature, then you have to, like you say, take a step back and redo the stuff, actually improve it. Yeah, so that's what this project is about. Yeah, and have we managed?
We'll see.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's it looks beautiful actually, and when we also have a look at just hard numbers, hard facts, are there reduced number of clicks now when you're doing just a follow-up? And yeah, the facts talks for itself. It's much easier to do now.
And I guess there are, so you're thinking at, around a couple of angles here or dimensions. One is to make it more efficient, reduce the number of clicks so that it's easier to, book a meeting, actually. And on the other side, there are some capabilities that we have been missing, and that we want to put in there, and you have to put it in a smart way so it doesn't inflate the usability of it.
Yeah, that's the other piece of the puzzle. A lot of the feedback has been, can we have more of different things? And so we also gathered those and then went to Esther and her team and said, how can we do this? So one example was that when you have a, if you have a meeting with someone and then you would like to add some notes regarding that meeting, how are you supposed to do that? Are you supposed to add it in the same meeting? Are you going to add it as a new follow-up or a new dialogue? And here I think we have a good solution for this now.
So that's a good use case. What other typical use cases were we addressing before we go into the details?
I think that's one use case. The other one is just streamline it, as I would like to call it, because introducing the screen designer, we can also adapt the dialogue, so it can fit, so it can fit a lot of use cases actually. So if I am having a customer meeting, if meeting the customer first time, I would like to save the outcome of that meeting in a different or in a certain field. I can just add that for that type of meeting so I can gather the correct information that corresponds to the actual activity type or follow-up type.
Yeah. So you mentioned the screen designer. That is something that we launched maybe a year ago or something, which actually is a very nice and easy way to configure all the elements of SuperOffice.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way of doing it both easier and quicker, and also to kind of complicate stuff and make it more rich of features using that.
Okay, makes sense. So coming back to your process there, you're gathering the requirements and customer feedback and all those things, and that takes a little bit of time, I guess, with such a project. Yeah, and then I guess you have a process there as well. You don't gather it. You have to sort of is that coming everything into one document and then you hand it over to Esther and the product owners for them to sort of mock it up and see how can we sort of create something that solves the problems outlined in the specification.
Yeah, I think the first idea or outline comes in one piece, like we gather from our customers, from our employees, our support, our NPS surveys, and then we hand that over to Esther and her team, and then we start collaborating, of course. What do you mean by this feature, and what do you think the customer really would like to achieve with this requirement?
And
And
then we're
then we
coming.
take it, and then we take it and start making sketches and try to like create some sort of blueprint, and then we take that out to customers and validate this with customers as well to make sure we're on the right path before we even start developing anything.
Yeah, and you're doing quite a few rounds of that with different customers. Yeah. And that is also something, we've been doing that for a long time, but we might have done it a little bit differently now with these new roles being more specific? Or is this something we do all the time?
Well, I think it started for this project, really, or maybe the previous one, where we basically made sketches or three different sketches and went to the customers and said, okay, which of these will solve your problem the best? And then we would reiterate on those, or yeah, on those feedback that we got, and then we'll take it to our internals and see if this is something we can have done.
So then you have this again. Somebody wants all of it and somebody wants a little bit, and it's a balance how to sort of make it work. How does that work? How is that, are we handling that? Is that a nice process, a fun process, frustrating?
I would say it's fun but very difficult because you can't please everyone. So we have to take into account how much it will cost and if it's worth putting that much time into creating something that maybe not everyone will like. But we are very fortunate to get a lot of feedback from our internals as well as external or customers.
So we have a what we call National Product Responsible Group. They are sort of quite keen on looking at all the new stuff and commenting on it, I can see. Okay, great. So now we're past all of this and we've done all the internal tests and SuperOffice ourselves will start using it. And that's a big test as well. And then next step is to get this out in a pilot project, I assume, right, Esther?
Yes. So when we are almost done with the development, we try to make sure that the feature is being tested out quite extensively by ourselves before we get it out to the customers. So we test it in pilot in our main system and at the same time as our pilot customers get it. And then the pilot stage can be it's difficult to say how long it will be, depending on the issues that come up or the wishes that we get that are things that we probably didn't think about, because it's a very complicated system and it's impossible to think about all the different use cases.
And there's a balance between you really want this out the door to get the customer started using it versus, we can fiddle with this for ages, right? All right, cool. So let's talk about, what's new in this pretty cool big release. So what is it that you guys have been creating?
That's a very good question.
But first, I talked about this. How should you take notes after a meeting? So we have separate fields actually for the title, for the agenda or the description field, and also a new one for internal notes. So for instance, if we have a meeting with you, Jose, then me and Esther, we can have our internal notes. Or the outcome of that meeting, and we can work in the same activity or follow-up dialogue. So we can collaborate also within the same follow-up.
Wow.
So
Okay.
that's one big thing.
So that's a new field actually that you can put everything that you listen to in the meeting actually.
Yeah, new field, a new tab. Here, yeah.
Okay, that's valuable. I see a couple of use cases there.
Yeah, so we have, well, basically the entire dialogue is rearranged. So in the top, we have a top bar where you have a few fields that were hidden previously behind the tab. So these fields are now easily available. So that's the alarm field, which is a field that we want people to use more. We also have a new title field, which we didn't have before. Before you had to add the title in the agenda, which was which,
Yeah, so the first line became the title, wasn't it?
yeah,
Yeah.
which for new users didn't really make sense.
No.
Like when you created a follow-up, you were like, where do I put the title? So that's a new field. We also changed the company and contact field. So previously there were two separate fields. Now they're one because they're quite dependent on each other, which is quite cool. And then I would say, so we split the dialogue into like two, like one small part and one large part. And I think that's about it. And also, we have rich text formatting in the description or agenda field, which makes you makes you able to customize the text that you put in there, so you can make the text fancy.
Yeah, so that
Okay.
means you could put bullet points in there for the
Yeah.
agenda, for instance, and you can
Yeah.
have a bold
Bold, you can change
page.
size, you can change color. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been using this for years as well, and just having this one subject line, that's the most important piece of a meeting. What is this meeting about? And if you
Yeah.
can be precise, and that maybe makes people think more about it, of course that will help get more value from those meetings. And then making it appealing to join the meeting because it's very simple to adjust the formatting of it. It's two simple but really important steps in my opinion. Great. Yep.
Yep. Oh, also one very, I think, very cool new feature is that on a pre, like if you open a previous follow-up that you had, we now have a task that allows you to create a new follow-up based on the previous follow-up that you had. So you can basically copy the whole follow-up and set a new date on it instead of having to create it manually and have to enter all the attendees manually. You can just copy the one that you had previously, which is quite cool that we stole from mobile.
Yeah, I recall that because I've used that quite much, but I
Yeah.
did it from mobile because it was really easy to copy it. And then you got all the participants and everything. So that's part of the core dialogue now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's nice with you when you have different teams that you have something you can test out things in the mobile version, and then all of a sudden you can put it in and vice versa.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are simplifying my day-to-day work with the diary, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We also have fixed the way you add attendees to the appointment or the follow-up. Previously, you had to open a dialogue, which was quite difficult to use. The history list didn't work, so it showed everyone or no one. So we cr made that list, or made it easier to add people. And in that, we also allow people to add only email addresses. So if you have a meeting with one person that one time, you can add an email instead of adding that person as a contact in SuperOffice.
That's a big change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think
Because
that's.
normally I had to go into this participant tab, try to find the people. If I didn't
Yeah.
find it, I have to go back and create the person and then go back. So that was quite cumbersome, right?
Yeah.
And now
So
it
now you can
really
just add.
simplified that.
So you can just enter the email address, and if that email address already exists in the system, you can select that, and if not, it just adds it to the list, and that they will get an email.
Okay.
So
Wow.
I think this is basically a time saver, to make it short. It saves a lot of time if
Yeah.
you have a lot of participants in meetings that you would like to add.
So are there any changes how I can search, where I search the people, the participants?
Yes, so we have added a search functionality. Well, we recreated it. So the previous one, as I said, was a dialogue. Now it's in the follow-up dialogue. So you have full view of everything. And you can search for company, contacts, associates, stakeholders, and project members.
in the
I
same
think
dialogue.
in the same dialogue, in the same search box.
Yeah, and you can inline search, right?
Yeah, so inline search and multi-ad we also have.
What's that? Multi-ad?
Yeah, so you can add multiple within one search. So if you have several people with the same name when you search, you can add those in the same time.
Or several people in the same company, or So that's adding them to the appointment very
Yes.
easily. So you can do it on the sale, who's connected to the sales, stakeholders, projects, and companies.
Yes.
And as you said, if they're not even in there and it's a one-off or it's the first time, then you can add them as well. That's nice. All right. And then, if you have a meeting with one person, will that person be a participant or do you have to do something special?
Well, when you start creating a follow-up, you have to or and have added the or connected the person to that contact, no, to that follow-up. If you press invite, that person will automatically add it as a participant
Ah, that's a
in the
change as
list.
well. Otherwise, because myself, I've been at it. I thought I had a meeting with Philip, and I then I'd forgot to put it as a participant, right? And he didn't know about our meeting. Okay, so these are, really good stuff. That's music in my ears. All right.
All right, and other new things is that you can now add multiple resources and locations.
And what's a resource? What's that?
A resource like meeting rooms, yeah, and such. That's you can add multiples. And a video meeting we had before, but that you can now enter the video meeting link manually. So you can. Previously, we had a button that selected the video meeting system that was set up for the SuperOffice, but now we allow you to paste in the link as well.
Okay, so if you're using multiple video systems and you can create that, you take the URL into the meeting. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the flexibility. Okay, wow. That's a lot of stuff.
There's even more.
Even more, okay.
Even more.
Yeah,
We
but
have a
what,
new time
what if,
planner.
pardon?
We have a new time planner.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
So, we have a new. We haven't really gotten a good name for it, but basically a grid or a link that you click that will show you a grid where you can see a list of all your participants. And you see time slots, and like a summary of the slots below, where you can see if they are busy or not busy for the time that you set the meeting.
Yeah, so you use this when you invite multiple people
Yeah,
in
and
your organization, right?
yes, in your organization, but we also have a list for external attendees or people that aren't in your organization for. If we are able to create some sort of connection to other system, but we haven't been able to do that yet, but we are ready for that if that time comes.
So this is what we before used to call visibility or something, was it? Or show as group, or there was a button there that you could look at everybody's calendar, but now that's more integrated into the dialogue.
Yes, so it's more integrated and I think gives you a better view of the meetings or appointments or follow-ups that they have at the time of your meeting.
And you can easily rearrange the time slot and then.
Yeah, so you can change the time slot in the grid or in the top part, and then that will reflect in the appointment. And you can also add an edit attendee, so you can add more people to the list if you see that, oh, this person isn't available, but let's try this one, and then the list will be sorted.
Okay, so it's more dynamic and it's faster to use.
Yes, a lot.
So the idea here is that you're talking about associates. Most SuperOffice customers knows what that means. That means employees, right? Your
Yeah.
colleagues, versus external members. So that's improved, and that's a time saver. What about this? I think cool feature with SuperOffice was that you could always find the next time slot that fits it for everybody. Has that been changed or?
Yeah, so previously it was a drop down where I got a list of random times that everyone was available. We changed that now. So now, if there is a conflict, you will get a new field below check availability where you have three boxes with three suggested times. So we made it larger, but you don't get as many options because I felt, or previously, there were too many time options. So now you get the next three available spots in your calendar or in everyone's calendar.
Of course, this is a challenging topic because if you have many people in a meeting and you have busy colleagues, that time slot might be next year, right? And that's where the grid comes in handy, where you can actually see most people are available at this time, so you just force it through. So that makes a lot of sense. That would be exciting. Other things that you want to mention?
There's one more thing that I can think of, and that's you now get an email preview if you want to send email invitations. So when you select save and send and are ready with your invitation, if you want a meeting, then you get a preview of the email that will be sent out to the participants or the attendees, which we didn't have before. And we got a lot of complaints about people not knowing what was sent out to their customers. So you get a preview and you can edit this preview, to
Is that a
make sure.
box? Is that a button you have to click, or does it show up when you save the appointment, or?
It shows up when you save the first time. So on second save, it doesn't show up because we don't really think
But
that
then
it's necessary.
you can force it up again, or?
No, you
No.
can't.
Okay. Yeah. But the
Or,
idea.
yeah, no.
No. But you can actually edit this email as well
Yes.
before you send it, right?
Yeah. But it's important to remember that when you edit it, it will not be you will you won't see it in the appointment when you open it later. So it won't be displayed. If you make changes to the agenda in the preview, it won't be visible in the agenda when you open the follow-up the next time.
Yeah, I understand. But I don't think really you need that. It's a trust in the system that, oh, this is how it's going to look. But you with the changes you've done in the agenda, where you can put a nice layout on it, you really know what it looks like, then that helps a lot, right? So the difference is maybe the participants of the meeting, et cetera, will be added to the mail. Yes, so that's what you get in the preview. Okay, now I see.
Yeah, and you can edit the template, or you don't edit the template, but you edit everything in the email if you want to. And you
I
also get
see.
a warning that tells you that the changes you do here will not be represented in the appointment when you look at it later.
So there are concrete steps here that really improves this feature in SuperOffice. That's exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
And it is key to our users, as far as I know. I mean, you need to get control of your meetings and appointments, and now you can get the external people on there as well and easily find your colleagues, and it all wraps up to your busy diary.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great. So, what's this going to do with our customers, Philip?
It's going to make it more easy, like we discussed, to make new follow-ups, and it will be a time saver in a lot of sense, and you can also build more complex solutions using the screen designer, as we also talked about. So I think we get the best of two worlds here.
And again, if you're serious about CRM, you have a plan why you implement this, why you use it, then you can really customize it so that you make it fit and you only show what you need.
Yeah, and we can customize even more now, both for user groups, but also for the actual data that we have. So if we have a certain follow-up type, we can add the buttons or links or fields that is handy and useful in that stage.
Yeah, so if you are a BDR or an SDR, you know, you're just booking meetings for the sales team, then you might have one different view than if you are doing a sign-off of a big consulting project,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
So you can add the fields that you think is relevant to the type of task that you're actually performing.
Yes.
So you don't have to go through 55 fields if you don't have to.
No, you will see what you need, and we will highlight what you're going to use.
But as I understand from you, Esther, you've done it quite smooth so that you can expand the standard dialogue so that most people using this out of the box is going to be pretty cool as well.
Yes, because we looked at the numbers, and we saw that most people, at least in our system, do not invite people to their follow-ups. So we wanted to create something for the people that only add themselves and create reminders to do things to the appointments and to the calendar.
I you know, that's a very practical example because, you know, our salespeople, very often we have what we call QBRs, we call it muffin meetings, or it's a status meeting with our customers. And if I'm a salesperson, account manager, I talk to my contact person at the customer and I invite that person to the meeting, right? I really want to make it easy for me to invite other key stakeholders of the customer, because if I can get five people in that meeting, it's a lot bigger chance that I can develop that customer because I have the management group around the table. And I have the statistics and the history, and I can really use this to develop the right people that we are engaging with. And
Yeah.
now that has become very easy. And of course, not all of our customers' contacts use the system. So by adding a new email into that makes it easy as well. Maybe there's an external consultant we want to invite as well. All right. Well, I think, wow, what time is it? 35 minutes. That's a little bit more than we normally do. But you guys are pros. You think this was nerdy
Yeah.
enough?
I hope so.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
it's a lot of details you will figure out.
Yeah, and this is radio, you know, it's a podcast, and I can see it in my head, and you know what it looks, but it's really interesting to understand if some of the listeners now can see it in their head. I guess they can if they have used SuperOffice for a long time, and if not, they will when they start using the dialogue. And speaking
Yeah.
about that, when can they, you know, think about getting this into their hands?
Yeah, like we talked about earlier, we're going to launch a pilot. So we're going to invite pilots in the end of this month or beginning of December. So for those who can't wait, it will be just around the corner in two
And
weeks.
as usual, they can go into the community, superoffice.community.com, and search for pilot. It's on the front page there, a link to the pilot programs, and I'm sure that in due time that program will be available in a couple of weeks.
Yes, and we will also try some new ways to get the people notice the pilot program. So just stay tuned and keep on logging into SuperOffice, so you will figure it out and see it
Yeah,
for
I've
yourself.
seen these small nice things popping up here and there. That's what you're talking about, Orm.
Yes,
Yeah,
it is.
that's cool. In-app communication.
Yeah.
All right, Esther, Philip, any final tip to the customers starting to use this when it comes?
I think the internal notes and start collaborating when you're more than one in a meeting. That's very useful. And to follow up, and what's the next step after the meeting? I think that's something you need to consider.
Yeah, I don't really think I don't have any tips. Mainly just because, hopefully, if we've hit our mark, the dialogue should be super easy to use.
Yeah, and it's just gonna happen the magic, right?
Yeah.
That's good. I love that. Okay, well, thank you again, Esther and Philip, and thank you for everybody listening to this episode of the Super Nerdy Super Office podcast. And we will see you next time. Thanks.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
That wraps up another episode of the SuperOffice podcast. I'm your host, Hans Christian Grunslet, and it's been a pleasure to guide you through today's insightful conversation with Esther and Philip. If you enjoyed this episode and found value in our discussions, please consider subscribing to our podcast. This way, you'll be notified as soon as new episodes are released, ensuring you never miss out on the latest insights and innovations from the world of SuperOffice. Also, if this episode sparked your interest or helped you in any way, we'd be incredibly grateful if you could share it with others. Your support by spreading the word helps us grow and continue to bring value to customers and prospects. We're always eager to hear from you. If you have any ideas for topics you'd like us to explore or guests you'd love us to hear or to invite, please don't hesitate to reach out. Send your suggestions to me at hc@superoffice.com. Your input is invaluable in shaping our show to suit your interests. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We look forward to having you join us again next time. Until then, keep innovating and making the most of your SuperOffice experience. Thanks.